Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Kate Spencer.
And I'm Dori Shafrir.
And we are not experts.
But we are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
That is true, Dori. And you know, this is a mini episode, which is when we hear from you, we share your comments and thoughts, and answer your questions to the best of our ability.
And please do remember, we are not experts. Just podcast hosts, we do always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a doctor and or a mental health professional as needed.
And if you would like to reach us, our voicemail number is 781-591-0390 and our email is forever35podcast@gmail.com.
And just a quick reminder that if we mention things on the show, they're on our website, forever35podcast.com. And we do have two other podcasts for your listening pleasure. Gee Thanks Just Bought It, hosted by Caroline Moss. And Here For You, our daily pandemic podcast, which is not about the pandemic. It's about coping with the pandemic. So check it out.
Join us every day.
Yep. Every morning.
Every sweet little morning. Hello, Dori.
Oh, hello, Kate.
We received an email from Canada.
We did.
Shall I read it?
Yes, please.
Bonne soirée à vous, Kat and Dor. I'm a 46-year-old French-Canadian from Montreal, and I just want to let you know that your podcast is a little highlight in my life right now. A month ago, my partner of the past 15 years told me that he didn't love me anymore and he wants to leave me. We have two daughters, and I always thought that he was my person for the rest of my life. I was laid off in March. The school is closed. I can't see my friends, my family. There's no going out. My life sucks right now. But you know what? I'm taking time to think and rebuild myself one day at a time. It is probably the worst timing ever, but Forever 35 is the cure for me.
Oh,
merci beaucoup.
Yeah, thank you, listener.
And geez, you know, that sounds so, so hard.
It's so much.
You know, it's interesting because we are reading Madeleine Albright's latest book right now. And there she talks about how one day she came home and her husband was like, I don't love you. I'm leaving and I'm in love with somebody else, and how it shocked her. And yet how that then allowed her to have all these experiences for herself. And it really stood out to me. It was really interesting. And I don't know if that would resonate with you at all, but the book is called Hell and Other Destinations. And, you know, she's like one of the most amazing women in the world. So I feel like you're in good company, listener.
Yeah. And we'll be thinking of you. That's a lot to go through that anytime. And especially when you can't leave your house. So
yeah. Yes. Seriously. We are thinking of you and sending you love. Dori, we had some responses to our the suggestion of a quick cleanup.
Yes.
Especially because you have been doing this at night with your husband, Matt.
I have indeed.
It's changed your lives, essentially.
It has. Like,
you're a new person.
So
I wanted to share a couple voicemails from listeners about this. Here is our first one.
Hi, Kat and Dor. Just wanted to call and say thanks to Dori specifically for suggesting that 15-minute cleanup idea. I just did it with my kids. We went into their room and cleaned up for 15 minutes with some music on, and there were the three of us doing it. It was actually remarkable, the the amount of cleaning we got done in just 15 minutes. So thank you. That was a great suggestion. And I hopefully we can keep doing it. And I hope you guys are hanging in there, you know, one day at a time. And thanks a lot. Bye.
This is so cute and sweet. And I just had like the most lovely image of her with her kids doing this like quick, fun cleanup.
I will say, like, I know phones have caused a lot of problems in our world, but having a timer accessible at any time to just be like, hey, we're doing this for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Boop. I mean, I know you could also just have a kitchen timer, but it really is an easy way to kind of get things done. I like the suggestion. I wonder if my children would react positively to this.
Well, I think there is, and she points this out in the voicemail, but I think there is something about you're doing it all together. You're not mm-hmm. saying, hey, kid, I'm timing you for 15 minutes and you have to go clean up your room. It's like, no, this is something we're all doing together. We're all helping each other. This is for the benefit of everyone. And it's kind of fun that we're doing it all together. And it's, and I think there is something about the timing element that like, it almost makes it a little competitive.
Yes, because you're racing against the clock.
Yeah, you're racing against the clock, and it's like, how much can I clean?
I get that. You know, it's kind of like the discussed Pomodoro method, which we've talked about when it comes
yes.
to writing, which is setting a timer for 20 or 25 minutes and writing and then giving yourself a break. It's kind of the same idea.
Maybe timers are just the key to life.
What if the secret was really just timers? Like we all
this
just
whole time
everything. We should have just been timing all the different
oh
parts of our lives.
Gosh. Can't believe it took me this long to figure that out.
Well, now we know, and knowing we is do. Half the battle, Dory. So all right. We have another cleaning related voicemail that is very charming.
Hi, Kat and Dora. This is Lisa calling from Philly. I just had to pause the pod listening to Dory talk about cleaning up at 9 o'clock every night. Reminded me of something my sisters and I used to do when we were kids. When we'd have to clean up our space, we developed a little jingle and it goes like this. Fast cleaning up, oh baby, fast cleaning up, oh baby. Wah, wah, wah. Let's go. And then you just repeat that jingle over and over again until you're all cleaned up. And I just thought that my youngest sister, who also listens to this pod religiously like me, would get a kick if she heard that. And I thought maybe Dory and Matt could sing that at night while they're fast cleaning up. All right. Talk to you later. Thanks for the pod. Bye.
Okay. So first of all, I love her accent.
For the fast cleaning up jingle?
Yes, she's like a strong Philly accent.
Oh, wow. See, I'm not a Philly person. I didn't know it. I did not notice that.
Oh,
you found your people, Dory.
My sort of young adulthood people. I lived in Philly during my young adulthood, so very fond memories of it. And yeah, she has a very familiar Philly accent. And what a great jingle.
This was adorable.
So sweet. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Will you be singing that or your own jingle as you clean at night?
I mean, possibly. We have been just putting on like a Motown playlist. Which
I like
is,
that.
Yeah, it's kind of like get you going.
My family makes up weird songs altogether, so this is something I could see us doing.
Ooh, what's your cleaning song going to be?
I don't know if we have a cleaning song yet. Our songs are mostly just like about the dog.
Aww.
or about each other, but maybe we could come up with a cleaning song. They're all very weird. Like I wouldn't ever perform them for this audience. So this is very brave of a listener to sing their cleaning jingle.
I appreciated it.
Dory, we also received some people responding to the listener asking for dates during social distancing. So
yes,
we got a couple email suggestions we wanted to share. I'll take this first one.
Great.
I am an American living alone in London, and my boyfriend is in Amsterdam. When COVID first hit, we made the decision to shelter in place, which was the right decision, but a really hard one to make. Since we have been apart, we have been
going on Netflix dates. There is a Chrome extension, which they link to, called Netflix Party. If you both have Netflix, you can use this extension to watch a Netflix show in real time together. And the extension also opens up a chat room for everyone watching the show. I first had a Netflix party with friends where we all watched RuPaul's Drag Race together, and it was so much fun that I suggested to my boyfriend we start using it for date nights. Since then, we have watched Love is Blind and Tiger King together. It's great for watching shows where the characters are so outlandish that you can wonder at them together in the accompanying chat room. I hope this suggestion helps the listener with her new flame and also any other listeners looking for a fun way to gab with friends or loved ones. I am also looking for new date ideas, so I hope you can share what you learn from other listeners. I would do this with you.
Yeah.
You want to watch a show?
Yeah. What should we watch?
That's a great question. I don't know because I don't know any TV. Because
this could be the genesis of our long gestating OC podcast.
Is the OC available on Netflix?
Oh, wait. I just realized. I think it's Hulu. Never well, mind.
Can someone make
Hulu Party?
A Hulu Party app so Dory and I can begin this podcast we've been talking about for 2 years in which we discuss the OC, a show I have never seen.
I'm sure we could find something that would be suitable for both of us on Netflix.
That would be fun.
That would be fun.
Maybe listeners could join and chime in.
Yeah.
Or our partners, we could all be watching a TV show together.
A real communal experience.
I would watch like one of your like old-timey British-y shows.
Oh, really?
I mean, sure. Do they exist on Netflix? I feel like it's always Professor Wiggly Bottom and the, like the Cheeky Mystery.
Oh my God, Professor Wiggly Bottom. Yes, there are some on Netflix. I believe Midsommar Murders is on Netflix.
Oh yeah, that's one I feel like I've heard you mention.
And that's like a classic, like small village with lots of murder show.
It's always so amazing to be on these shows that like the village is like 20 people and yet there's a murder every
day.
Yeah.
Yes. Exactly.
And everyone's always very calm about it because it's the UK.
Oh, it's true. Yeah, that would be really fun.
Okay, great. We'll look into that because we got time on our hands.
We do.
We also got another perspective for the listener who was 25 and single and kind of feeling behind all her friends who were pairing up and getting married. And I really loved what this person had to say. Dory, do you want to take this one?
I would be happy to. This listener writes, I remember feeling that way and it can be so painful. So my heart goes out to you. I just turned 40. I'm not married and I don't have kids. So yes, I've had my fair share of feelings about being left out, left behind, feeling terrible because of it. But into my 30s, I started to become aware that some of my married friends were not so happy. They were not having happily ever after lives. I love my job. I own my home. I have lovely friends and family, and I'm happy. Yes, dating can still suck, and sometimes I wish I had a partner, but truly, I'm so grateful for my life just as it is. As 40 was approaching, I was panicking a little bit because the theme I've heard my whole life is that women have to get married and have kids by 40 or else. When I turned 40, I realized that the or else actually meant or else I'd have total freedom to do whatever I wanted with all the money I didn't spend on kids stuff. It's great. 25 is young and chances are you'll find a beautiful life partner in the next 10 years. But even if you don't, life can still be fabulous. We don't see a lot of portrayals of happy single women in the media, but we are definitely out here.
Amen.
Yes. This reminded me of Glynis McNichol's book.
Yes. No one tells you this.
Yes.
Yeah. And same.
So I mean, we interviewed her for the show. I highly recommend anyone would like her book, but I think especially if you are single and maybe in your late 30s or 40s, you'll especially enjoy it.
Yeah. And thank you, listener, for this great reminder. You're right. We don't see a lot of portrayals of happy single women in the media, but
no.
Hell yeah, you're out there.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Let's take a pause.
Take a short break? Yeah, let's take a break.
Okay, BRB.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
I think it's safe to say that we have suffered through bras. We've been uncomfortable in them. We've devoted whole episodes to finding good ones. But I'm here to say enough is enough. Enough. Enough.
I mean, drawn the line. Dory, have I ever told you what I did in college when I needed a bra to wear with a fancy dress?
What?
I cut the top of pantyhose and then I duct taped that to my chest.
Oh. Sounds uncomfortable.
Because I didn't have honey love when I was in college.
No. Well, we are here to say no more being uncomfortable. With Honey Love's bras, you will wonder why it took so long to make something so comfortable and so supportive. There's no underwire, but through some kind of wonderful magic, they managed to not sacrifice lift, all while making it in a fabric that's so comfortable, you barely know it's there, especially the crossover bra. I wear one of these almost every day. I'm wearing one right now because it's so comfortable and it easily fits into my life. But if you like a breathable and versatile legging, Honeylove has you covered on that front too. Plus, they have tanks, shapewear, and their V-bra that has molded cups still without the underwire to keep you from getting that dreaded uniboob effect other more relaxed bras tend to give you. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/forever. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/forever. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support our show and tell them we send you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
You know, one thing I think is really kind of interesting about skin, my skin, but all skin, is that like what it needs now in my 40s is not what I needed in my 30s.
Totally.
Definitely not what I needed in my 20s.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But like, how are you supposed to know what your skin needs?
It's hard. It's hard to know.
Especially when there's just like so many products out there. The overwhelm is real. It's a struggle to even know how to get the results you want, what products to start with. This is why we're super excited to partner with Apostrophe. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed medications that are clinically proven to help. I have used Apostrophe. I love it. They will pair you with a board-certified dermatologist who literally creates a personalized treatment plan for your skin. I have done this a few times now. It is so easy to do their online consultation. You upload photos. And like within a few weeks, I had done the consultation and received my treatment plan and my product.
Amazing.
And that is how I became a tretinoin gal. I love the tretinoin that they sent me. I love their sunscreen. Both products have been amazing on my skin. And you, Forever 35 listeners, can get a special deal from Apostrophe. You can get your first visit for only $5. That's at apostrophe.com/forever35 when you use our code forever35. Now that is a savings of $15. I like that. This code is only available to Forever 35 listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/forever35 and click get started. And then use our code forever35 at sign up and you will get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode. Okay, this email is fascinating to me. And actually, Dory, I am really eager to hear your response to it. This listener writes, I work for myself as a consultant slash freelancer. I have a couple of clients that keep me busy and allow me to make enough money to support my family. My issue is that one of the clients is just a straight up asshole. He's entitled, rude, can't admit when he's wrong, arrogant, etc., etc. He'll send me messages on an app and I have to prepare slash brace myself before listening to them, even if they are completely innocuous. There have been times when I've allowed his comments to ruin my day or put me in a bad mood. And on top of already feeling stressed or overwhelmed with everything going on, I find I'm feeling even more stressed, anxious with almost every interaction, and have even taken it out on my kids. I like the work I do and know I'm doing a good job. Unfortunately, it's a small company, so there aren't other people I can work with, and I don't feel like I can walk away from the work as it's steady income in a pretty unsteady environment. I need to figure out tools to help me control my emotions, anxiety, reactions to his behavior. Do you have any advice to help me navigate these feelings or suggestions for a new approach to working with him?
Oh, I hate this for you.
I just want to flag, listener, that you are putting this on yourself to, quote, control your emotions and reactions. And I don't frankly think it is your responsibility to do so when it comes to interacting with this person.
That's a really good point.
Is that bad advice? It might be.
No.
My take is kind of like, fuck this guy.
Yeah. My take is fuck this guy. I mean, I know you feel like you can't walk away, but I think you can try to set up really firm boundaries. And I think you need to be honest with this guy.
Yeah.
And you need to tell him that his behavior is affecting your work with him. And I don't want to say threaten to walk away, but I think you need to tell him that his behavior is unacceptable. I also think it'd be really helpful to set some really clear boundaries. You didn't say this, but my sense from your email is that he contacts you like at all hours. And I think you can say to him, I'm really busy right now. Whether or not you are actually really busy, it doesn't matter. I'm really busy right now. I'm only going to be able to respond to your messages between like 9 and 11 a.m. or between whatever hours it is. And then like turn off the app, turn off your phone, whatever it is. Ignore him.
Put up an email away message so that if he emails, he gets like, sorry, you'll hear from me tomorrow.
Yeah. Or like respond to him, respond to everything he is asking you at like once a day. Like you're not at his beck and call constantly.
Yes. And you know, it sounds like you cannot lose this person as a client right now because you are supporting your family. And that's very real. And I'm not saying that that should be dismissed, but my thought is like, are there ways to perhaps figure out how to take on another client? I know this is not a wonderful financial environment right now and that new work may not be coming in, but is there anything you can do business-wise to perhaps take on a new client or do something for your business that allows you to eventually cut this person loose if you cannot do so right now because of the income it brings in?
Yeah.
But until then, I would say, like, I don't think you need to be controlling your emotions. Your emotions sound valid. And this person is toxic and impacting your life. So, Yes, I would say straight up in a professional manner, let them know and then set those boundaries. Yep. And TLDR, fuck this guy.
TLDR, fuck this guy.
We are team you, and I'm sorry you're being put through the ringer on this. Yeah. Also, can I just say, I don't know what app the listener is referring to, but like, I would say like block him on this app.
Yeah, I couldn't tell if the app was related to...
Like if it's not work related.
Work.
Right, like if he's Facebook messaging you, like fuck no.
Yeah.
Sorry, again.
She says he'll send me messages on an app, and then she says before listening to them. So it sounded like it was something where he's like leaving her voice messages or voice memos.
And again, I don't know what this work is, so it might be a necessary part of your business, but yeah, be listening on this app. Anyway, okay.
Whew.
All right. Go for it, Dory.
Okay. Hi, Kat and Dor. I would love your opinion. I've been married 3 years and had a baby 6 months ago. All this time, I've not done anything with our wedding photos, not one album made.
Now we have a baby and I feel the same dread of not wanting to do anything with her baby photos. There are so many pictures. It's also overwhelming. I have thousands of photos scattered about, some on my phone, some saved to a hard drive, but there's no organization and it makes me so anxious to think about organizing it all. I keep telling myself, if not now, when will I ever get it done? How should I approach these projects? I just am not motivated for it and it's so daunting of a task. How do you save / organize all your family photos? Well, I can tell you what I do, which is I use an app called Chatbooks, and Chatbooks lets you make photo books out of photos you either have on your phone, or you can connect it to your social media, can like take pictures from your Instagram. I have it connected to my photos on my phone and it connects to my favorites folder. So I go through my photos and I favorite photos of Henry and they all go into this folder. And then I open up the app and the photos get uploaded and they go into a book and the books get automatically sent to both sets of grandparents, my brother and his family, my sister and her family and our family, roughly once a month. And they're $10 a book, which includes shipping. And I just find that this is like the easiest way to like casually keep up with Henry photos. And the families love them. They're like obsessed with them. Especially my nieces and nephews are like, another Henry book. And they get really excited. So that's one thing that I do. And then the other thing that I had been doing was I'd been hiring a photographer to take family photos. So she took photos. She took his birth photos. She took like very small baby photos when he was like 2 weeks old. And then she took 6 month photos. And I've turned those into like fancy photo books. And also sent those to my mom will take those and like buy prints from them. And I'll buy prints from them also. So those are the two things that I do. And then I do have a baby book where I occasionally just do it in batches. I get the prints of, I've been taking like monthly milestone pictures and I just get the prints made of his milestone pictures. It's too much to like try to keep every photo in some organized way. Like we're just constantly taking photos. And like, if you look at the photo albums from when we were kids, there's like maybe 50 photos from when I was like born to when I was like 10.
I know. Totally. You know,
so like it's fine, you know.
Listener, your pal Kate Spencer here got married in 2008, and then not only did I not make a wedding photo album ever, I didn't even get the photos from my wedding photographer until maybe 2017, 2016.
Wait, so, they still had them?
Yeah, digitally.
Wow.
So he sent me a disc. So to you, I say, it's okay. You don't have to, quote, do anything with your photos.
Totally.
You don't have to do anything. It sounds like you've got them. You say you have them scattered about. Some are on your phone. Some are on a hard drive. If you can back everything up to a hard drive, so it's all just in a place that is safe, like that you don't risk the, you know, because the phone is not totally secure. It can get deleted. Things can, you know, or same with your computer. So I would say if you want to do something, back up your photos, try to get them all in one location, and then don't worry about it. You have a 6 month old baby. Like, yeah. Now it's, you're like, if not now, when? How about in 10 years? Like, don't worry about it.
So I actually have I have the photos on my phone backed up to Dropbox. I pay for Dropbox.
That's really smart.
So you have more storage and it automatically backs up. And then I also just downloaded the Amazon Photos app, which you can order prints from, and then it's free unlimited storage of your photos.
You're like a professional photographer. Look, you've got so many good tools in place.
Oh, well, thank you. I never back up my phone.
I'm genuinely impressed.
But I only care about my photos. Well, thank you. Someone in like a Facebook group told me about chapbooks, and I was like, this is awesome. This is exactly what I need.
Great.
It's very low touch. Like, all I have to do is go in and like favorite some photos, and I do it like once a month. And then it's like beep, bam, boop, as you would say, Kate.
Oh my God.
They just get automatically sent out. It's so easy.
I love that. Maybe I've chapbooks is the kind of thing I've been like, oh, I should do this. And then like 5 years go by and I'm like, oh, right. Those chapbooks.
You know, what I really like about it is that it's very low stakes. Like the quote unquote fancy photo books that I have made, you have to like design the layout and put the photos on the pages. And like, it's all very like bespoke. And the nice thing about chapbooks is it's just like automatic. You can add captions if you want, but otherwise you can, it's just a bunch of photos in like a little square paperback book.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, and I'm assuming that the listener could do this with their wedding photos. You know, I make Shutterfly photo books for my kids every Christmas.
Oh, that's nice. Just
throw it together on Shutterfly, you know, again, like in 5 years. Don't worry about this too much. Unless it's important to you, like unless you're passionate about this, but it sounds like you don't want to do it right now.
Right. And like do what works for you. Like this is the level of photo organization and involvement that works for me. This might be too much for you, and that's fine. I'm just telling you what works for me and what makes me happy.
You know, I need to get on this chapbook mailing list for some Henry chapbooks.
Oh, would you like to be added?
I mean, I'll send you $10 a month so I can get a little book of my little friend Henry.
Kate, it's my treat.
No, I mean, listen, I'm very satisfied with what I'm getting on Instagram. My daily Henrys. Okay. Dory, one more voicemail.
Yes.
This is great. This is from, we've got two Americans living in Brazil who have a question for us.
Hi, Dory and Kate. This is Heather here.
And Meredith.
We felt the need to switch your names around a little bit, seeing as we are living down here in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, in the Southern Hemisphere.
We're currently teaching at the American school down here in the craziness of quarantine and just trying to survive.
We are currently working on a 2,000-piece puzzle and thinking about other ways to pass the time. And we remembered that you guys are both avid readers. And we wanted to know if you have any good recommendations for romance novels.
Yes. So if you would give one recommendation to get someone hooked on romance novels, what would it be? One book to get us hooked. We'd love to hear your recommendation.
Yes. And, but besides that, we just really wanted to thank you both for both of your podcasts, new and old. We love listening to them at the beginning, middle, end of our days. It really helps us to get us through, especially right now. And, we just really hope that everybody back home is doing well, is safe. We like to hear the difference between what's going on up there as well as down here. And
we want to just thank you for keeping us feeling connected to people back home. We're both down here living single, alone, but we're quarantining together. And it's one of those things where just feeling any connection to the States and to home does feel good. So thank you for making that connection for us. And we hope you all stay safe and stay healthy and much love. Bezos.
Keep the podcast coming. Talk to you soon. Bezos.
Bezos.
I mean, this is really your territory.
It is. And actually, as I was listening to this, I was like, does Dory even have a romance?
I do. I do have a rec. I do have a rec, but I'm going to wait for you to give your recs.
Okay. Well, it's very hard for me to whittle this down to just one book. So can I say two? I'm going to.
I suppose.
I mean, am I allowed? Look, for me, I love the book, The Hating Game. I have read it.
Mm-hmm.
I've read it a handful of times. It's just a fun, sexy, sucks you in romance, and I really enjoy it. And then in the last year, I absolutely loved Red, White, and Royal Blue. It's just fantastic. I read it, finished it, and immediately read it again. That's how much I enjoyed it.
Wow.
Yeah, I just loved it. So I would say if you're looking for one book to grab to suck you into romance, go for one of those. But I would love to plug the Forever 35 books Facebook group, because romance is a hot topic there. There are fantastic suggestions being shared every day. It's a really wonderful, engaged group of readers over there. And so they will have a billion recommendations and no better than I do. Like, they're just, they're up on their books.
We'll link to it in the show notes, but I believe it is, the official name is the Forever 35 Book Club.
Thank you, Dory.
You're very welcome.
Now, what is yours?
Well, mine was going to be Red, White, and Royal Blue.
Oh, look at this. So this should be probably be the one.
Yeah. Yep. I even had my book club read it, and a couple people really didn't like it, but I've since figured out that one of the people who didn't like it is kind of a literary snob and like thought it was beneath her, and so I've sort of been like, well, fuck her.
I really loathe people who prescribe status to books. I hate that shit.
Yeah. It was a very prickly conversation.
That's very illuminating.
Wow. All right, should we take another break?
Yes, please.
Okay.
It shouldn't be so hard or expensive to find furniture that exudes elegance, sophistication, and a touch of luxury. And we're happy to say that today's sponsor, Article, makes getting quality furniture as easy as checking the pieces out online. Thanks to their online-only model, they have some really great manageable prices. Article believes in delightful design for every home, so you can get to creating a space that truly reflects your personal style. I now have a space that is quite outfitted in Article, and I have to tell you how not just like seamless, but truly enjoyable the ordering and shipping process was. It was extremely fast. It's affordable, very convenient because I got to pick the delivery time, and they sent me updates every step of the way. It was like they knew that I was an obsessive checker on shipping, and they were like, we see you, we honor you, and we're going to support that journey for you. As Dory knows, I have a beautiful bench from Article right when you enter my home. I have some gorgeous planters, and then my favorite, my kind of like surprise favorite piece from Article are the blankets I have gotten for my sofa that my family all hogs. Oh. Including my dogs. My dogs love these blankets so, they're like throws on our couch. The dogs try to monopolize them.
Dogs are such blanket hogs.
They know a soft blanket when they see one, I gotta say. So their endorsement, honestly, their endorsement says more than mine ever could. That's how soft these blankets are. Article has all kind of curated furniture from mid-century modern or coastal to industrial, Scandi, boho. So no matter what style you're leaning toward, they have got something for you. I mean, you could really do like every room in your house in a different kind of style if you wanted to. And with Article's team of designers, no matter what piece or how many, you're sure to find the perfect balance between style, quality, and price. Article is offering Forever 35 listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim it, visit article.com/forever, and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/forever for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Speaking of romance.
Yeah, I love this email. I think both you and I were very touched by this email.
We were.
This listener writes, last summer, I met a guy, the most wonderful guy. We fell in love over the summer, literally like a romance from a Nicholas Sparks book, LOL. But I had to go back to school and he was taking a few months at home before going to basic training for the Navy. We continued our relationship through that time, had some amazing visits, and our love continued. Through basic training, we wrote letters every day. I saw him when he returned and it was just as amazing. He was stationed in Japan for the next 3 years with the Navy and just left last week. With everything that is going on, it's crazy he's there. But I saw him before he left. It was very emotional. We decided to not continue the relationship, but still talk, and we have hope for the future when he returns, as we are very compatible. Since he's been gone, we haven't talked as much and are trying to distance ourselves. But when we do talk, we both fall into the trap of emotions. Fall into the trap of our emotions, not letting us really distance effectively. My heart feels broken at the thought of losing him, which is why I can't let go. Feeling that amount of pain is scary, even though I know I can't be in this relationship with him being so far away for so long. But I'm afraid to lose the first guy who loves me for me, thinks I'm beautiful without makeup, and treats me like I'm a princess. Not to mention the fact that my family loves him. He checks in with my mom, and my family keeps kind of joking about our wedding. What would you guys do? What would you guys recommend we do in this situation? And how do you deal with an utterly broken heart, especially during quarantine when there is nothing else to think of?
I'm so sorry. This is so hard.
Man, broken hearts are the worst.
The worst.
The worst. And it's especially hard when it's a circumstance of distance.
Yeah.
And not because you hate each other, you know, not because you've broken up because you're not compatible, but because life circumstances have separated you.
Yeah. I think, unfortunately, you need to stop talking to him.
Mm-hmm. And just commit to being broken up.
Just commit to being broken up. Unless you think that there is a feasible way of you two being in a relationship with him in Japan, I think existing in this like limbo is way too hard. I think you either need to say, we're still together, even though we're long distance and we're going to FaceTime all the time when he's on leave. I'm going to see him and it's going to be hard, but we're going to do it. Or you have to say, you know what? This is way too hard. I can't be without my boyfriend for 3 years and we just have to break up. And then I think at least for now, you have to cut off contact.
I think that's good advice.
Thank you.
You have to figure out the boundary so that you can, if you two are deciding not to be in a relationship and you are not going to see this person for 3 years, I think you do need to begin to set boundaries that let you move forward in your life and take care of yourself.
Yeah.
Or I agree with Dory, or you try to figure it out.
Yeah.
One thing I did want to say in listening to this, in reading this email is that if it is not this person who is your person, if you do not end up with this person, there are other great people in the world who will love you for you and think you are beautiful no matter what you are wearing and treat you like royalty and your family will love. There are great people in the world who you may be destined to connect with down the road. So do not give up in that regard. And I'm glad that you found someone who did see your worth and value, because that is the most important thing in a partner.
Yeah. All right. Here's our last email. Hi, Kate and Dory. I'm a high school art teacher and I've started recording drawing lessons for distance learning. When I reached the end of the first video, I wasn't sure what to say and bye just popped out. And I thought to myself, I just perfectly mimicked the Forever 35 sign off without meaning to. So I was surprised when listening to episode 100 when you said you don't have a sign off. What's wrong with an exaggerated bye? I love the pod. Thank you both for your positivity during these trying times. Bye.
Sorry.
Oh my gosh.
Do we do this?
I think we should say bye.
Bye.
Oh my gosh. I mean, is this our sign off? This might just be our organic sign off.
Yeah, I mean it's not like a pod specific sign off though.
Feels like a cultural sign off personally. I feel like aren't we all extending our byes lately?
Yeah. I appreciate this listener attributing this to us.
Yeah. And also, aren't you cool, listener, doing recording drawing lessons for your distant learning students? You sound awesome.
That's very cool.
Anyway, and thank you for thinking of us while you do it. We appreciate you. And on that note, shall we say it, Dory?
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye. Bye.